Okay, we have a very special memorial, the memorial of the Japanese martyrs of the 1600s who were taken, not 1600s, but they were actually in the 1800s. Or I can't remember when they were. I think they were canonized in the 1800s, and then they were from the 1600s, I think. You know, that, let me just look it up. 1 second. Yeah, so they were there like in the 1500s to 1600s, and then they were beatified in 1627, and it took a whole nother, like, over 200 years for them to be canonized in 1862. But this is an amazing story. Let's begin with the invitatory. Lord, open my lips, and my mouth will proclaim your praise. It's a very inspiring story. Come, let us worship Christ, the King of Martyrs. And we have to pick one of the Psalms. Come, let us sing to the Lord, and shout with joy to the Rock who saves us. Let us approach him with praise and thanksgiving, and sing joyful songs to the Lord. Come, let us worship Christ, the King of Martyrs. The Lord is God, the mighty God, the great King over all the gods. He holds in his hands the depths of the earth and the highest mountains as well. He made the sea, it belongs to him, the dry land too, for it was formed by his hands. Come, let us worship Christ, the King of Martyrs. Come then, let us bow down and worship, bending the knee before the Lord our Maker, for he is our God and we are his people, the flock he shepherds. Come, let us worship Christ, the King of Martyrs. Today, listen to the voice of the Lord. Do not grow stubborn as your fathers did in the wilderness, when at Meribah and Menizah they challenged me and provoked me, although they had seen all of my works. Come, let us worship Christ, the King of Martyrs. 40 years I endured that generation. I said, they are a people whose hearts go astray, and they do not know my ways. So I swore in my anger, they shall not enter into my rest. Come, let us worship Christ, the King of Martyrs. Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and will be forever. Amen. Come, let us worship Christ, the King of Martyrs. So that's the invitatory, kind of to focus us on the Word of God, or help us achieve what the saints call recollection. To focus on God, be attentive to his word, not to the millions of things that may have been going on, or at least to bring those things to him, like I just did. So let's have a special hymn for morning prayer. Let us acclaim with joyful hearts and offer fitting songs of praise for triumphs of the martyr saints, eternal victories won for Christ. Throughout the churches, first in rank, triumphant leaders in the fray, and soldiers of the heavenly court, they shed true light upon the earth. They crushed the terrors of this world and spurned the pains of flesh and blood. Their life cut short by holy death, they each inherit blessed light. To torture from a raging hand, the torture from a raging hand sheds flowing streams of hallowed blood. Yet they remain unmoved and firm by grace and hope of lasting life. The saints' sincere, devoted faith, believers' sure, unvanquished hope, the full and perfect love of Christ defeat the ruler of this world. In these the Father's glory dwells, in these the Holy Spirit's will, in these the triumph of the Son, and heaven fills with endless joy. We ask of you, redeeming Lord, unite your servants as we pray, that they may join your martyr saints and sing you everlasting praise. Amen. So we're going to begin the psalmody now. So we did two parts, the invitatory and the song or hymn. Now we begin the prayer of the psalms, which many experts think constitutes the heart of the prayer offered to God in this particular form of the divine office. At daybreak, be merciful to me, O Lord. Psalm 143, 1 through 11, prayer in distress. A man is not justified by observance of the law, but only through faith in Jesus Christ. Galatians 2:16 is our prayer to help interpret our sentence, to help interpret this prayer in light of Christ. Lord, listen to my prayer. Turn your ear to my appeal. You are faithful. You are just. Give answer. Do not call your servant to judgment, for no one is just in your sight. The enemy pursues my soul. He has crushed my life to the ground. He has made me dwell in darkness, like the dead long forgotten. Therefore my spirit fails. My heart is numb within me. I remember the days that are past. I ponder all your works. I muse on what your hand has wrought, and to you I stretch out my hands. Like a parched land, my soul thirsts for you. At daybreak, be merciful to me, O Lord. O Lord, make haste and answer, for my spirit fails within me. Do not hide your face, lest I become like those in the grave. In the morning, let me know your love, for I put my trust in you. Make me know the way I should walk. To you I lift up my soul. At daybreak, be merciful to me, O Lord. Rescue me, Lord, from my enemies. I have fled to you for refuge. Teach me to do your will, for you, O Lord, are my God. Let your good spirit guide me in ways that are level and smooth. For your name's sake, Lord, save my life. In your justice, save my soul from distress. Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and will be forever. Amen. This morning, we celebrate the desperation of the soul that thirsts for you, that recognizes its need and its need for your mercy and love in Christ Jesus. Deliver us from death, from judgment, and from sin. In honor of Mary's gifts from God the Father, make us know the Father's love through the Holy Spirit's power. Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou amongst women, and blessed is the fruit of your womb, Jesus. Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners. Spread the effective grace of thy flame of love over all of humanity, now and at the hour of our death. Amen. So that spread the effective grace of thy flame of love over all of humanity is called the flame of love insert. It's an approved Catholic devotion. And, you know, you can, priests will often tell you, you know, that you can add something as an insert that you're meditating on. So it's not as if there's some law saying that the Hail Mary must be said exactly this way, without any adornment, without any extemporaneous. So that's just a good thing to know about the Catholic faith. If something, as Father Blount likes to say, if something needs to be changed in our prayer group, we're not legalists. We change it. It's these little fine-tunings don't upset or offend God. At daybreak, be merciful to me, O Lord. Antiphon 2. The Lord will make a river of peace flow through Jerusalem. So we read from the great Isaiah chapter 66, or rather we pray from it. The sentence is, the heavenly Jerusalem is a free woman and our mother. Galatians 4:26. So another Galatians sentence from Scripture helps us interpret this prayer. As we pray, rejoice with Jerusalem and be glad because of her, all you who love her. Exalt, exalt with her, all you who are mourning over her, all that you may suck fairly of the milk of her comfort, that you may nurse with delight at her abundant breasts. For thus says the Lord, lo, I will spread prosperity over her like a river, and the wealth of the nations like an overflowing torrent. As nurslings you shall be carried in her arms and fondled in her lap. As a mother comforts her son, so will I comfort you. In Jerusalem you shall find your comfort. Then you will see this. When you see this, your heart shall rejoice, and your bodies flourish like the grass. Beautiful words even now, beautiful inspired words. Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and will be forever. Amen. The Lord will make a river of peace flow through Jerusalem. So again, several things could be done there. Let's go on to Antiphon 3. Let us joyfully praise the Lord our God. Psalm 147, 1 through 11. The loving kindness of God who can do all he wills. You are God, we praise you. You are the Lord, we acclaim you. Praise the Lord, for he is good. Sing to our God, for he is loving. To him our praise is due. The Lord builds up Jerusalem and brings back Israel's exiles. He heals the brokenhearted. He binds up all their wounds. He fixes the number of the stars. He calls each one by its name. The Lord is great and almighty. His wisdom can never be measured. The Lord raises the lowly. He humbles the wicked to the dust. O sing to the Lord, giving thanks, sing psalms to our God with the harp. He covers the heavens with clouds. He prepares the rain for the earth, making mountains sprout with grass and with plants to serve man's needs. He provides the beasts with their food and young ravens that call upon him. His delight is not in horses, nor his pleasure in warriors' strength. The Lord delights in those who revere him, in those who wait for his love. Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and will be forever. Amen. Lord God, our Father, great builder of the heavenly Jerusalem, you know the number of the stars and call each one of them by its name. Heal hearts that are broken, gather together those who have been scattered, and enrich us all from the plenitude of your divine eternal wisdom. In honor of Mary's gifts from the Holy Spirit, we pray for her intercession for those things that we need most. And we pray with her to the Father, asking for the Spirit to be with us. Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou amongst women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus. Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners. Spread the effect of grace of thy flame of love over all of humanity, now and at the hour of our death. Amen. Let us joyfully praise the Lord our God. So this is the point in the office where we'd have the reading. This is a beautiful reading from Romans chapter 8, verses 18 through 21 that you can look up later. The sufferings of the pleasant are as nothing compared with the glory to be revealed in us, nevertheless. But let's take a look and see if we can substitute the longer reading as the Liturgy of the Hours actually allows you to. From Thursday, from the beginning of the second letter of the Apostle Paul to the Thessalonians. So yesterday, the office finished off 1 Thessalonians. So Catholics love their scripture. We read through 1 Thessalonians earlier. The second part of this week, we lead through 2 Thessalonians. Chapter 1, verses 1 through 12, greeting and thanksgiving, is the caption. Paul, Silvanus, and Timothy, to the Church of the Thessalonians, who belong to God our Father and the Lord Jesus Christ, grace and peace be yours from God the Father and the Lord Jesus Christ. It is no more than right that we thank God unceasingly for you, brothers, because your faith grows apace and your mutual love increases, so much so that in God's communities we can boast of your constancy and your faith in persecution and trial. You endure these as an expression of God's just judgment in order to be found worthy of his kingdom. It is for his kingdom you suffer, even if strict justice would require that God visit hardships on those who visit them on you. He will provide relief to you who are sorely tried, as well as to us, when the Lord Jesus is revealed from heaven with his mighty angels, when with flaming power he will inflict punishment on all those who do not acknowledge God nor heed the good news of our Lord Jesus. Such as these will suffer the penalty of eternal ruin apart from the presence of the Lord and the glory of his might on the day when he comes to be glorified in his holy ones and adored by all who have believed. For you already have our witness to you. We pray for you always that our God may make you worthy of his call and fulfill by his power every honest intention and work of faith. In this way, the name of our Lord Jesus may be glorified in you and you in him, in accord with the gracious gift of our God and the Lord Jesus Christ. Responsory prayer. The Lord will come to be glorified in his holy ones and to be adored by all, who have believed in him. The Lord is faithful in all his words and loving in all his deeds, to be adored by all who have believed in him. So, in place of a homily or as a homily, let us read from an account of the martyrdom of Saint Paul Milk and his companions by a contemporary writer. Acti Sanctorum, February, and then it has a chapter and a paragraph number. "You shall be my witnesses," is the caption. Crosses were set in place. Father Pazeo and Father Rodriguez took turns encouraging the victims. Their steadfast behavior was wonderful to see. The Father Bruzar stood motionless, his eyes turned heavenward. Brother Martin gave thanks to God's goodness by singing psalms. Again and again he repeated, "Into your hands, Lord, I entrust my life." Brother Francis Barranco also thanked God in a loud voice. Brother Gonzalvo, in a very loud voice, kept saying the Our Father and Hail Mary. Our brother Paul Milk saw himself standing now in the noblest pulpit he had ever filled. To his congregation, he began by proclaiming himself a Japanese and a Jesuit. He was dying for the gospel he preached. He gave thanks to God for this wonderful blessing, and he ended his sermon with these words, "As I come to this supreme moment of my life, I am sure none of you would suppose I want to deceive you, and so I tell you plainly, there is no way to be saved except the Christian way. My religion teaches me to pardon my enemies and all who have offended me. I do gladly pardon the emperor and all who have sought my life. I beg them to seek baptism and be Christians themselves." Then he looked at his comrades and began to encourage them in their final struggle. Joy glowed in all their faces, and in Lewis's most of all. When a Christian in the crowd cried out to him that he would soon be in heaven, his hands, his whole body, strained upward with such joy that every eye was fixed on him. Anthony, hanging at Lewis's side, looked toward heaven and called upon the holy names, Jesus, Mary. He began to sing a psalm, "Praise the Lord, you children." He learned it in catechism class in Nagasaki. They take care there to teach the children some psalms to help them learn their catechism. Others kept repeating, "Jesus, Mary." Their faces were serene. Some of them even took to urging the people standing by to live worthy Christian lives. In these and other ways, they showed their readiness to die. Then, according to Japanese custom, the four executioners began to unsheathe their spears. At this dreadful sight, all the Christians cried out, "Jesus, Mary," and the storm of anguished weeping then rose to batter the very skies. The executioners killed them one by one. One thrust of the spear, then a second blow. It was over in a very short time. So let us continue with morning prayer, having heard that in place of our homily or discussion or teaching, and we'll go ahead and have morning prayer. So, Canticle of Zechariah, Antiphon. Blessed are those who suffer persecution for the sake of justice. The kingdom of heaven is theirs. Blessed be the Lord, the God of Israel. He has come to his people and set them free. He has raised up for us a mighty Savior, born of the house of his servant David. Through his holy prophets he promised of old that he would save us from our enemies, from the hands of all who hate us. He promised to show mercy to our fathers and to remember his holy covenant. This was the oath he swore to our father Abraham to set us free from the hands of our enemies, free to worship him without fear, holy and righteous in his sight all the days of our life. You, my child, shall be called the prophet of the Most High, for you will go before the Lord to prepare his way, to give his people knowledge of salvation by the forgiveness of their sins. In the tender compassion of our God, the dawn from on high shall break upon us to shine on those who dwell in darkness and the shadow of death, and to guide our feet into the way of peace. Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and will be forever. Amen. Blessed are those who suffer persecution for the sake of justice. The kingdom of heaven is theirs. Our Savior's faithfulness is mirrored in the fidelity of his witnesses who shed their blood for the word of God. Let us praise him in remembrance of them. You redeemed us by your blood. Your martyrs freely embraced death in bearing witness to the faith. Give us the true freedom of the Spirit, O Lord. Your martyrs professed their faith by shedding their blood. Give us a faith, O Lord, that is constant and pure. Your martyrs followed in your footsteps by carrying the cross. Help us to endure courageously the misfortunes of life. Your martyrs washed their garments in the blood of the Lamb. Help us to avoid the weaknesses of the flesh and worldly allurements. We pray for all of your personal intentions and for all the persecuted Christians who have been thrown in jail, have been socially excommunicated globally, or have been excommunicated socially because of their profession of the Christian faith and because of their steadfast faith. Pray that God will give them deliverance swiftly and convert their countries to respect Christians by their example. And we pray for all of your personal intentions, and that this will be a great, focused, joy-filled, faith-filled week where we turn ourselves over to God more. You redeemed us by your blood. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Amen. God our Father, source of strength for all your saints, you led Paul meek and his companions through the suffering of the cross to the joy of eternal life. May their prayers give us the courage to be loyal until death in professing our faith. We ask this through our Lord Jesus Christ, your Son, who lives and reigns with you and the Holy Spirit, God, forever and ever. Amen. May the Lord bless us, protect us from all evil, and bring us to everlasting life. Amen. So I just want to share with you very briefly, Franciscan Media gives a little short description and reflection on the saint of the day. This is an amazing saint, one very precious to me, all of them. Nagasaki, Japan, is familiar to Americans as the city on which the second atomic bomb was dropped, immediately killing over 37,000 people. 3.5 centuries before, 26 martyrs of Japan were crucified on a hill now known as the Holy Mountain overlooking Nagasaki. Many of them were priests, brothers, and laymen, Franciscans, Jesuits, and members of the secular Franciscan order. They were catechists, doctors, simple artisans, and servants, old men and innocent children, all united in a common faith and love for Jesus and his church. Brother Paul Meek, a Jesuit and native of Japan, has become the best known among the martyrs of Japan. While hanging upon the cross, Paul Meek preached to the people gathered for the execution. The sentence of judgment says these men came to Japan from the Philippines, but I did not come from any other country. I am a true Japanese. The only reason for my being killed is that I have taught the doctrine of Christ. I certainly did teach the doctrine of Christ. I thank God it is for this reason I die. I believe that I am telling only the truth before I die. I know you believe me and want to say to you all once again, ask Christ to help you to become happy I obey Christ. After Christ's example, I forgive my persecutors. I do not hate them. I ask God to have pity on all, and I hope my blood will fall on my fellow men as a fruitful rain. When missionaries returned to Japan in the 1860s, at first they found no trace of Christianity, but after establishing themselves, they found that thousands of Christians lived around Nagasaki, and that they had secretly preserved the faith. Beatified in 1627, the martyrs of Japan were finally canonized in 1862. Although the number of Catholics is not large in the Church of Japan, there is a new era for the Church of Japan. The Church is respected and has total religious freedom. The spread of Christianity in the Far East is slow and difficult. Faith such as that of the 26 martyrs is needed today as much as in 1597. All right, so again, remember to ask for a partial, or if not a plenary, ask for both a partial and a plenary indulgence. At least you can be guaranteed of getting a plenary indulgence, because we spent at least some part approaching the half hour of the indulgence work of reflecting on, or the indulgence prayer of prayerfully reading scripture today. Really, all of this is reflection on the Word of God, even as continuing in the lives of the saints and the martyrs. So ask for that plenary indulgence, and at least you'll get your guaranteed a partial indulgence. Let's also pray for the Father, the Holy Father's intentions. Just very simply, there that people will be able to dedicate themselves completely to Christ as priests and religious, and we pray for our priestly and religious vocations. Our Father, Hail Mary, and then thank God with a glory be. And then you can say you have performed the indulgenced prayer of praying for the Holy Father's monthly intentions. So that's how it's done. And I've already done it. Then also, continue to enjoy today, and I guess in the U.S. we have the entertaining things happening over the weekend, like the Super Bowl. We continue to look at that fourth part of the Catechism, which requires spiritual maturity to unpack, but it's so powerful. I encourage you to read it on your own. And also, Father Mike Smith had this series called Catechism in a Year, where he explains the Catechism. You can find that online if you need an explanation of the Catechism Part 4. You can just look it up by Part 4 or Christian Prayer and Catechism in a Year, and you'll find it.